First bakasha that we have, we start with atachinein la adam das, which is the bakasha of das. Thank you. We ask Hashem for das. We ask Hashem for all different types of das. We'll have to get into the exact nusach of what is chachma and das and haskel and bina. So we'll see that. But first, why is das? We were asked before, why is das the first bakasha? So the tour in Simen Kuf Tes Vav says on the Shemayna Asrei, the Torah in Simen Kuf Tes Vav says that we start with the bakasha of das because meiser ha'adam min ha-behema, the advantage that a person has over a behema is his das. What's different than us? We eat, they eat, they go to the bathroom, we go to the bathroom. What differentiates by definition a person from a behema is that we have das. So the first thing we have to ask is to just get ourselves on a madrega sa'adam, is to ask for das. In addition to that, there's a Gemara in the Darim, Daf Mem Aleph, you may have learned recently, that Abaya says, "Ein ani ela b'deya." The true poor person is someone who has a poor understanding, a person who's ani b'deya, his das is poor. If a person has das, so he has everything, the famous words that became a song, right? The da be kula be, if he has das, then he has everything. Deloy da be, if he doesn't have das, so mabe, what does he have? Because a person could have money, a person could have good looks, a person could have anything in this world, but what does it help if he doesn't have das? He's not going to be able to use them in the proper way. And if he has das, he's already doing well, even if he's poverty stricken and has every other problem in the book. But if he has das already, he's an adam, and he's someone who has the most important thing in life. And if that's the case, that would make sense why das, atzachonil adam das, is going to be the first bakasha. One other very cute thing I saw last night, the Chida brings down in his Sefer Birkei Yosef, the Chida brings from one of the Mekubalim, I don't remember who, the Chida says that there's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel, that says, Kol mi she'ein lo deya, someone that doesn't have das, aso l'rachem alav. Famous expression, aso l'rachem al mi she'ein lo deya. Guy does something stupid. You know, if you do something without das, it's also to have Rachmanis on you. Can't have Rachmanis on someone who doesn't have das. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Mela says the Chida, we're about to ask Hashem to have Rachmanis and give us all bakashas. There's a problem. Asal Rachim al Mishain Loideya. So he says the first thing we have to ask for das. The first thing, before you start asking any other thing, Hashem should have Rachmanis on you, even though I don't deserve it, but give me good health and give me good parnasa, give me everything, give me Yerushalayim. But Atochani Lodam Das has to come first because the Gemara says, Al Mishain Loideya, Asal Rachim alav. So that's an added nice word why Deya is the first bakasha. Okay. I think we'll stop here for the tefillah thing. The exact words, Hatachon Olam Das, I want to wait for next time and be masadur it a little better. But yeah, we'll do a little chumash. Oh, so now a person who doesn't have Das because he's, you know, it's an oinus, I don't know if that goes into the same category. Obviously it's not his fault. Asal Racham Yishen Leideya basically means if someone is not using his facilities, then it'll be awesome. Yeah, I would assume that. Okay, so let's start now the nusach of Atochainen Ladam Das. Everyone has their sidurim?
No.
Okay. Atochainen Ladam Das. What do the words mean? You graciously give Das to Adam, to people. Umalameid le'enoish Bina, and you teach Bina understanding to Enoish, which is also to people. So what does it mean here? We say Atochainen Ladam Das. We're not stop being poetic. There's two things going on here. There's das and there's bina. And not only that, but with das we say Hashem gives graciously to Adam das, to mankind, the Adam das. When we talk about Hashem teaching us bina, we say the word enosh. So what's the difference between das and bina? And what's the difference between Adam and enosh? So there are many suggestions in the Mefarshim. What I would like to say today is along the lines of what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says in his Sefer, Taima Dekra. Reb Chaim, it means the same thing as Adam. We're about to explain the differences. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a Sefer called Taima Dekra. It's on Tanakh. And at the end of that, he has a few shtikalach on Tehillim, on Tefillah. And this is his first one, on this bracha. Atochinen Adam Das. What he says there is similar to what the Chida says. The Chida in his Sefer Machzik Bracha in Simen Kuf Tes Vav. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky says at the end of his piece, Shuv Heruni, they showed me that the Chida said similar a few hundred years before that. But this is the basic Mahalach that they say. And the Pshat is like this. It starts with the Mishnah in the Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet, says as follows. Paragimel, Mishnah Yud Dalet, and Pirkei Avos. Im ein bina, ein das. Im ein das, ein bina. If there's no bina, so there's no das. If there's no das, there's no bina. So you see the Mishnah there is mentioning these two things. What are the two different things? So Rashi says there on Pirkei Avos, Rashi says the Yisoid, das gadol mi bina. Das is a higher madrega than bina. Rashi goes on to explain that das means knowledge, that a person knows a lot of information, and not only that, but he could prove it. He could prove it to be true. He knows this klar that this is that this is true, and he knows a lot of things. That's das. Whereas bina is understanding. As the Mefarshim always say that bina, that it's one is maven davar mitoich davar. He could extract one din from another. From one thing, he understands the concept. He's maven. Havana means to understand. So bina is understanding a concept, and when you understand it, then you can apply one thing to another. But even so, Rashi says das is a higher level than bina. It's because das, you know all the information, you know it clear. Bina, whatever you know, you're able to understand and to have a havana in it and to try to figure out based on that. But it's not the same level of das. A person could have the level of bina, but he might not necessarily be knowledgeable and he might not be able to prove the facts. He's saying misvara. Person could be a big lambda and could try to figure out one thing from another, but if you know everything, if you know Kol HaTorah Kula, that's a higher level, that's the level of Das. So on that, the Mishnah in Avi says, Im ein bina, ein Das. If you don't have understanding, so then your Das, your knowledge is also incomplete. It's Im ein bina, ein Das. If you don't have a deep understanding of it, so the Das is incomplete. However, on the other hand, Im ein Das, ein bina. If you have no das, you don't know, you don't have the vast knowledge of the facts, so then the bina is not so valuable. Like we said, someone could be a big lambda and could understand things, but if he doesn't have all the facts correct, if he doesn't have all the dinim straight, so then that's not going to get him too far. And therefore Rashi says there, the yisoy, the das is gadol mi bina. Based on that, these mefarshim explain that when we talk about Hashem giving us das and Hashem giving us bina, it's two levels of wisdom. Das is the knowledge, the knowledge to be able to prove something, to be able to know it perfectly. And then bina is a lower level of knowledge. That's a level where you can understand things and apply one to another, but you don't have that encompassing knowledge called das.
So why is it
by Adam and Enosh? What's the difference Adam and Enosh? So they say like this, that Adam, the word Adam represents the highest level of mankind. They bring a Taisis in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes. Taisa says that when it says Adam, it means Hama'ula ba'Adam, someone who's on the highest madrega. That's Adam. When we say Enosh, it sounds like a synonym. It's also referring to mankind. But the truth is, Enosh represents a lower level, someone who's not on such a high level as Adam. They bring a Rashi in Yeshaya, in Paraches, the beginning of Paraches, Pasuk Aleph. Rashi says there about Enosh, that Enosh means someone who's Enoi Chacham, who's not on the highest level of Chachma. I saw recently, they came out with a Sefer Mamash just a few weeks ago, called Rav Schwab on Eoiv. Goes through Eoiv with Rav Schwab, who used to give Shiurim on it, one of his sons wrote it over. So he says there in the fifth parak of Eoiv, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, there it says Enosh, and Rav Schwab says that the reason why Enosh is referring to someone on a lower level is because the person in the Torah who was Enosh was the grandson of Adam, and from that time and on, man sunk to a much lower level. Enosh, that's Azhucha Alikre B'Shem Hashem, that's when Avodah Zarah started, in the times of Enosh. So Enosh represents a lowly person, a person who's not on the same level as Adam. And based on that, Reb Chaim Kinevsky says that's the pshat in his bracha. Atochei Neil Adam Das, you give graciously to Adam, to the people on a very high level. Das, the das, the encompassing knowledge of that's on a higher level. Umalamid le Enosh bina, even to an Enosh, to a mere mortal, to a person who's not on the same level as Adam, bina, you at least give him understanding, at least that he should be able to have that second level of chachma called bina, even though he doesn't have the highest level called das. So again, that's the matchup. Adam with Das and Enosh to Bina, because Adam is a higher level than Enosh, and therefore he's given Das, which Rashi says in Pirkei Avos, is a higher level than the level of Bina. So that's what we say, that Hashem does that. Now what do we add? Now comes the Bakasha in the Bracha. Chaneinu Me'itcha. Give us graciously, Me'itcha, from yourself, Deya Bina V'Haskel. What's Deya Bina V'Haskel? So Deya and Bina is the same thing we just said, Das and Bina, those two levels. V'Haskel. What is a Haskel? It's a lashon of Seichel, but what aspect are we talking about when we say Deya Bina V'Haskel? So the Vilna Gaon says, in the Siddur Hagra, it's brought that the Gaon says, it's in the Pirish called the Avnei Eliyahu, which was written by the grandson of the Vilna Gaon, But a lot of the pirush of Rabban Eliyahu comes from the Torah of his grandfather, the Goyin. So the Vilna Goyin says like this: when it talks about a Haskel, we're referring to the aspect of Hatzlacha, having Hatzlacha in remembering your learning. A person could learn, a person could have Das, a person could have Bina, but then he doesn't retain his learning, he forgets. It happens to all of us. So we ask for Haskel, Hashem should give us Hatzlacha. Haskel is a lashon of Hatzlacha in Seichel, Hatzlacha in learning. In what aspect specifically? That the Torah should not be forgotten, that we should be able to retain our learning. The Gemara Megillah, the Avav Amibayz, famous Gemara that says, Yogati Umatzasi Tamin, right, that the way a person succeeds in his understanding of learning is through Yagia, through working hard. That's the way you understand learning. However, the Gemara says, Lo'ukmi Girsa, to retain and to remember your learning. Rashi says there, Shaloi Tishtakeach Mimenu, that it shouldn't be forgotten from him. Zok the Gemara, Siyatahu Min Shemaya. That's the expression, siyata d'shmaya, help from Shemayim, help from Hashem. There are many people who learn. Some remember, some don't. What's the difference? What's the difference between the people? The answer is, vada, you need chazara. But even after chazara, a person chazes 10 times. Some people will remember, they'll remember what daf something is on, they'll remember that they had this gemara, they'll remember what the gemara's maskan is, and other people, even chazing the same amount of times, won't be able to get it. So the aleph base is chazara. First you have to chazer, you have to understand it right the first time, and then chazer it. But after that, the gemara says it's siyata min shemaya. The person that has need siyata d'shmaya, that's what we're asking here in this bracha. You give us das, but chaneinu me'itcha deo bina, both levels, das and bina, v'haskel, but also give us hatzlacha to retain the learning. I saw an incredible thing in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chesamid Aleph. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that at b'chol bracha u'bracha, at every bracha in Shemayna Esrei, a person can add. He could lengthen the bracha. He could add his own words to add me'inyan oisei bracha. He could add along the lines on that topic of that bracha. He could add, if he has sick people, a lot of people do this in Rifa'enu, so you add a yiratzen and you give names of a chayla, right? Many people have a minute to do that. So Rashi says, what does the Gemara mean? B'chol bracha bracha me'ayin that bracha? Rashi says, for example, in mahaya mishakeach talmudah, if someone forgets his learning, he learns a lot, but then he forgets it. So marich b'chaynin hadas, he should add words, add bakashas, personal bakashas in chaynin hadas. You see that Rashi says, what's the topic of the bracha of chaynin hadas? Not just to have das, but im hoya mishakeach tamuda, if he forgets his learning, which many of us have that problem, that we forget our learning, still, the person should be maisif in the chaynin hadas, and then that's a skula. And that, according to the Goyin, is what we're saying in this word of Haskel. You should give us day, you should give us bina, and everything that you give us, we should be able to retain it. That's the lashon of the bracha, day, bina, vaskel. Now, one interesting lashon over here, give us graciously, me'itcha, from yourself. It's a funny lashon. We're talking to Hashem. Just say, chaneinu, day, bina, vaskel. Why do we have to say from yourself? So I was thinking of a very interesting pshat, that it could be like this. The Gemara and bracha, staf nun ches, tells us that when you see an extraordinary chacham, you're supposed to make a bracha. But if you see a chacham, a Jewish chacham, a chachmei haTorah, it's a different bracha than the chachmei umas ha'olam. So if by a chachmei Yisrael, what's the nusach of the bracha? You're supposed to say, shecholak mechachmasei li'reyev. Hashem gave from his chachma to the ones who fear him. Shecholak mechachmasei li'reyev. Whereas by the umas ha'olam, if you see a chacham of a umas ha'olam, one of these professors who are very, very smart and extraordinarily smart, you make a bracha on him. What bracha do you make? Asher nasan mechachmasai lebasar v'dam. You don't say l'ireyav, you say lebasar v'dam. But there's also a difference in the beginning. The bracha by a chacham is called shecholak mechachmasai l'ireyav, and by a goy we say shenasan, that you gave chachma lebasar v'dam. What's the difference between Shecholak and Shenosan? Hashem gave both of them Chachma. One of them Chachma Satayra, one of them Chachma Chitzaynis. So what's the difference Shecholak and Shenosan? So the Marsha over there in Bracha Stafnun Ches says, Shecholak means when someone gives a chelak of themselves. He like imparted in the prison from, he gave a part and parcel of Hashem himself. That's Chachma Satayra. As you know, the famous Lashon HaZoya, the Zoya in Parshas Achrei Mois, that says, Kudsha Brichu, Oraisa, V'Yisrael Chazu. So what does that mean? We don't understand that fully, but Hashem and the Torah, and Klal Yisrael as well, is really all one entity. So Hashem and the Torah is really together. When Hashem gives someone the Chachma of Torah, what he's really doing is parting with part of the essence of Hashem, whatever that means, and Hashem gives away that Oraisa, that Torah, to the person. So when he gives Chachma to a goy, Hashem Nosan, He gave him Nasan, he gave away Chachma. But Shechalak Mechachmasa has that connotation that Hashem gave a chelik of himself. He gave a part of himself to Chachma Yisrael. That's why you say Shechalak Mechachmasa Lireb by Chachma Yatayra. So I think with Fizeh, that could be the Lashon here. Choneinu Meitcha. We're not asking that Hashem should give us worldly knowledge and understanding in the Mili the Alma. Faket, what we're asking this whole bracha is Chachma Satayra. We're talking about knowledge and understanding in Torah. And if that's the case, we want to know and understand and remember the Torah. So we say, Choneinu Meitcha, give us graciously from where? Meitcha, from yourself. From Hashem, which includes the Dairaisa, includes the Torah, Kutcha Brichu Vairaisa, Chadu. So what we're saying, Choneinu Meitcha, could possibly mean not just to give us Chachma, but to give us from yourself. It's specifically the Chachma Satayra that we're pursuing and that we're asking for. So that could be a Geshmak of Pshat, why we say this Lashon, Choneinu Meitcha, showing that we're referring to the Chachma Satayra that comes from Hashem and not other Chachmas in the world. Okay, then the Chasim of the bracha ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, which means that you, Hashem, are the source of all blessing. Choinein hadas. What does choinein hadas mean? You are the one who gives das graciously. Choinein is to give graciously hadas. And at the end of the bracha, I would assume that das over here doesn't mean as opposed to bina or haskel. This is the general terminology already. Choinein hadas, that Hashem gives us all levels of intellect and all levels of wisdom. That's the chasima here, choinein hadas. So that is the first bakasha here in Shemana Esrei, the bracha of choinein hadas. Let's see, yeah.
You said Adam doesn't exist anymore? There's no people or Adam?
No, I didn't say that. Adam could exist. It just means Adam is talking about a person who's on a higher level. A person who's a Ben Torah, a person who has Chachmas HaTorah. So you give him that.
Since Enosh, no
more people. No, the reason why Enosh is referring to a person these days who's on a lower level is because after Enosh, the mankind sunk to a lower level. That's just the reason that Rav Schwab suggests why it's called Enosh, yeah.
Why is it called Bina? The bracha is more about that. We just said more about that is more important, and the ending of the bracha.
No, we want all levels. Not everybody's holding a level where he could get das, where he could get that encompassing knowledge and know everything. So we're asking Hashem should give everybody on his level. Someone who's an Adam, who's mukhshar, who's a keli to get das, so Hashem should graciously give him das. Umalamid lanaish bina, but Hashem should also teach energy. Someone who's on a lower level, he should teach him bina.
So shouldn't the bracha be called das?
Because in the art school it says bina on top of it. It's das and bina. The bracha really has to do with both the bracha. The chasima is choinen hadas, making it sound like that's vikr. But that's, I think, choinen hadas at the end of the bracha is really summing up the whole bracha as the chasima usually does, and therefore it's referring to the general terminology of all levels of chachma.